Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Zach Jackson from The Athletic is joining us. He covers the Browns, and he's here with us to talk about this Deshaun Watson thing, which is kind of a big deal for us. Zach, welcome to the show. How are you?
I don't know what day it is at this point, but I'm good otherwise.
Yeah, I would imagine you're just, it's just now with camp. It doesn't matter what day it is. It's like fifth day of camp, and here we got the Deshaun stuff coming down. How do you feel? What do you think about Andrew Berry? What do you think about the reaction, Stefanski? Do you think the Browns are happy with the six games?
I think they have to be, right? They signed up for all of this, and I think they're happy at six. Now, I think, and this is just insinuations and reading body language and words, I think they expect an appeal. You know, and obviously I don't think that they are excited about that, given that the ruling acknowledged guilt and acknowledged that Watson's been lying, right? But, you know, if it's six, then I don't think they're just happy, actually. I think they're thrilled because they didn't just do this for this year. But they have a good team. This player is, as you guys know, so much more talented than anything that this team has had. At the most important position in the game, in the new era, which dates back almost 25 years now. And the team around him is somewhere between good and really good. And so if it's only six and he's playing in October and has a chance to be comfortable in November, then yes, the Browns are thrilled.
Yeah, Zach, and I think that's, you know, no one wants to say that out loud. And I think it behooves Deshaun Watson's people, including David Mulgeta, to say, well, we really are. This is an outrage. Six games. We did nothing. We did nothing. Well, Sue Robinson didn't see it that way. But I think that it's important for them to say, we think zero. You can't say we're happy with six, or you can't even. You want to come out and say you're upset, because then you're trying to counterbalance whatever the appellate process may be. I am curious, though, and I made this point to John on the show. If the Miami Dolphins penalty for Stephen Ross, which is a very aggressive penalty, a first, a third, and $1.5 million, and a suspension through the middle of October, I wonder if that was the NFL's way of creating and setting a precedent in advance of an appellate process on Deshaun Watson where they could be more harsh.
It might be. It certainly seems like it was time to come out the morning after the Deshaun Watson thing, right, and kind of deflect the discussion. Nobody's in a win-win situation here, right? The league, the team, the Browns, the Texans now that had to settle 30 suits, right? Like, this thing has been so, so ugly. I feel like the NFL is embarrassed. Its coordinated leaks said they were asking for indefinite to a year. You know, it had months and months to settle and make away and give us all something else to talk about. It didn't. And then the ruling came out, and it said that the NFL was right, and he violated the policy, but the suspension was only six. So, yeah, I do think there's coordination in that, and I do think the NFL probably feels like, so now we wait. It's exactly 24 hours from now, the deadline, although I feel like we'll hear today. You know, are they going to risk the perception that they're undercutting their own ruling in their own system? Or are they going to let it be six and take the L and move on? I lean towards appeal, and I think the Browns do, but I really don't know.
Zach Jackson with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How's Brissett looked? I mean, it's at least six games. We know that. We're speculating you guys can win four out of those six games if you just run the ball, play good defense. It's a pretty soft schedule, four of them at home. How has Jacoby looked in practice, and do you think that the team will have some confidence in him during at least those six games?
Well, in total fairness, the receiving core is a mess with injuries and inexperience. and, you know, we're watching him. It's been light practices, and you're watching him take reps after Deshaun Watson, who's been absolutely incredible throwing the ball, right? So he doesn't look good there. Now, we know he's a backup, and he's that. So I don't have high expectations whatsoever for Jacoby Brissett. But the way the Browns play on offense, the way the Browns have built their O-line and run game, they finally have some continuity organizationally. They bring back almost an entire defense that finished last year absolutely balling out. Yeah, he can win. They'll be favored in three of them, probably, possibly four, depending on how things develop with injuries. They'll have Nick Chubb. They'll have Kareem Hunt. They'll have a chance. They should very much, if it is six, they'll very much have their season alive with the whole thing in front of them, assuming he's allowed to play on October 23rd. If this suspension goes to 10, 12, whatever, they're sunk. Brissett is not making the playoffs in the AFC this year. He's just not. So, you know, we will see how that goes. But the Browns are all in on this year and next year with the way they structured Amari Cooper's contract, the way they structured Watson's contract, the guys they have in their primes to their careers, Chubb, Garrett. I could keep going and going. This is a really good team, and its window is now. So this is a huge 24 hours, you know, at the end of this incredibly exhausting 5-6 month cycle.
Zach Jackson joins us from The Athletic. He covers the Cleveland Browns. And so female fans of the Cleveland Browns, it's not just female fans. There's a segment of Browns fans that are very upset. We're very upset about the move to bring in Deshaun Watson. I'm a believer that, you know, a lot of times people say one thing, but let a team win, let a player win, and that goes out the door. This is going to be an interesting test case because a lot of Browns fans, I've heard female fans calling a national sports talk shows talking about how upset they are. You think there's any concern from the Cleveland front office about long-lasting effects of signing Deshaun, or is that just something that they already parsed through before they even made the trade?
Yeah, I think they'll act like there is, but there's not. They wouldn't have done it. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, this came from a sense of desperation. The Browns were breaking up with Baker Mayfield one way or the other. The quarterback market was starting to dry up, or maybe always was. Deshaun told them no, and they upped the contract to go get him. You know, they knew they were going to take bullets. The owners didn't show up for the introductory press conference. They did it on Zoom from a different continent. You know, we asked Jimmy Haslam at the owners' meetings about the fan reaction. How do they gauge it? And he says, well, if anything, ticket sales have gone up. So they will act like they do, and they don't. And like something that I don't know that a lot of fans translate to, I know you understand this, Lance. Like, they put Kevin Stefanski up there every day, every open practice in the spring, every day now. He doesn't have any answers. He can only say so much about the legal process, about how this went down, about how embarrassed they really are. So they make him look silly. You know, it's just a bad look. There's no way for this to be 1% good between the Browns and the fans, the Browns on a PR basis. There's just not. The only way is Deshaun Watson plays and plays well and never gets in trouble again. And that is either months or years down the road. So for now, there's an understanding that it's going to be clumsy. It's going to be awkward. The vibe is going to be strange. But they did this because they were desperate and they thought this circumstance is the only thing that was going to lead them to this quarterback. And we all know that as exorbitant as the asking price was that they were willing to pay, it would have been even higher had he not had this stuff and still demanded a trade from the Texans, right? We're talking about an elite player here in this unprecedented circumstance. And so there's just going to be ugliness, and the Browns signed up for every ounce of it.
That's Zach Jackson, The Athletic, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Zach, thanks for your time. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Zach Jackson right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.